Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. Let me wish you a happy new year here this year, 2016, and it's good to be with you today. I trust that you had a safe and good evening last night. I went with my wife, and we celebrated the new year by babysitting our granddaughter last night. How's that for celebrating new year? And we were thankful she was able to go to bed and get some sleep, and my daughter and her husband came back home probably about 5 minutes before midnight. And so they got in just as before we turned the TV over and watched the ball in New York City fall. And actually, I think we turned it over just before they walked in, because my son-in-law said, "Well, how long have you been watching this?" And after the ball fell, and I said, "Oh, about 5 minutes." And because we had turned it on just before they came in. But it was kind of nice, quiet evening, and celebrating just the family and being able to babysit our granddaughter. Just made a nice, quiet evening for New Year's. My wife, of course, is a hospice nurse, and she was on call last night, and so we didn't really plan anything. My daughter and her husband were just actually not very far from their house, but that way, if my wife had gotten called out, we could have left easily. And it was kind of interesting. We drove home, we got home, pulled in the driveway, getting ready to go in the house, and my wife got called out. And so off we went. And even though I didn't do anything other than watch my grandchild for New Year's Eve, I actually didn't get home until about 3 a.m. because of my wife being on call. So that's some of the things you do when you're married to a nurse. And of course, being a pastor, sometimes I've had to go out in the middle of the night for different things. So between the two of us, it's anybody's guess where we might be at any time, I think. So at any rate, I trust you had a safe and happy New Year's celebration. You know, a number of churches had celebrations. A year ago on New Year's Eve, we actually were up with Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, and we had a great time with them. Pastor Andy Rusnacko, in fact, their program will be coming up right after ours at 2 o'clock, and encourage you to stay and listen to that. And certainly thanks to Pastor Rusnacko for the program there and the things that they do out there at Euclid. And I know they had a great celebration there last night for New Year's as well. I saw some pictures on Facebook from that. So again, I just trust that you're having a good day today. And we are live in the studio. And if you want to join in the conversation here this afternoon on this New Year's Day, 2016, the telephone is open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the radio here this afternoon with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to celebrate this new year. And as we think of a new year, we think of resolving to do things to improve our walk with you during the course of the year. So just pray that maybe some of the things we touch on in today's program would be a help, be a blessing to people, to Christians and their walk with you. And also, Lord, do you pray that maybe we could touch on some things today that might be a benefit and help to somebody who's searching, that we might be able to direct them to Christ, that this might be the year, indeed the month, even the day that they might trust Christ as their personal Lord and Savior as well. But Father, thank you again. Bless now, we pray. We just look forward to serving you for another year, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, like I said, it's good to be with you today. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to meet with us. Just as a note for our church services and everything, we will be there tonight, New Year's Day evening, for our Friday night Bible study. Last week, we canceled our Christmas day. Last week, we canceled our Friday night Bible study, and we had our Christmas Eve candlelight service, which was well attended, and we had some visitors. We had a great time of fellowship. But this year this week, New Year's Day, back on our normal schedule, and we will be there at 7 o'clock. Information at the end of the program will be given on the church location, all that. But just to let you know, 7 o'clock tonight, our Friday night Bible study starts. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. And we're right on Brecksville Road, which is State Route 21, right there next to where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And so we certainly invite you to come out. We have an informal time of Bible study and fellowship. We have refreshments and just sort of the same thing we do with our radio programs, whether it's our Friday night program here live with Pastor Al or our Sunday night program every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. We have an hour late night live with Pastor Al, and same thing we do at our Bible study is we have it open where people come, bring questions, and we talk about people's questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, and invite you to come out and join us for that, and to certainly invite you to come out and visit our church services on Sunday. We also meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express there at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday morning. We have our 10 o'clock Bible study hour. Then, of course, 11 o'clock is our morning service. During our Bible study, we're looking at the temple right now. And then during our morning service at 11 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Acts. And then on Sunday nights at our Sunday evening service, 6 p.m., I'm preaching through the book of Psalms. So I invite you to come out to that. And again, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, we meet at Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. You can always find out more about us. Go to our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can find past programs there. You can link to our Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook, Live with Pastor Al on Facebook, and you can also find out more about our church from that page as well. So that's just one go-to site there, livewithpastoral.com. And again, thinking of that website and also being the first of the year, one of the things I try to encourage people to do is get into the Word of God. I believe the Word of God is a book that's written by God through men to communicate God's truths to us, spiritual truths, and it has a lot of other truths in it and things to help us in living our lives. And if we want to grow as believers, then we need to fill ourselves with the Word of God. And thinking of this as New Year's Day, beginning of the year, it's a good time. People make resolutions. It's a good time to resolve to do more in terms of Bible reading in the coming year. In fact, if you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com, also on our Facebook page, I have a link to a article that I just actually put together here over this past week on reading the Bible. It's based on my Bible reading plan, and I put that there because a lot of times people look at the Bible and they try to figure out just how to approach this book. I mean, it's a big book. It's got 66 books in it, and divided into the Old and New Testaments, and it can be challenging, especially if you decide to start reading it and you get going in Genesis, and a lot of Genesis is pretty interesting, and you're following along, and then you think, well, this is good. I can get through Genesis, and then a little bit further along, you start getting into Exodus and Leviticus, and you start getting, and these are the sons of so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, who begat so-and-so, and then you start getting into some of the laws, and it starts to get a little dry. It gets a little challenging sometimes, and sometimes we need a little help to keep us going in the Bible. In fact, last Sunday night, I mentioned Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where the Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And that's how important it is in reading the Bible. Let me give you another passage here in Psalm 1. In Psalm 1, the Bible starts out here in verse number 1, saying, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And that's talking about getting into the Bible, getting into the Word of God, and allowing it to improve us, and allowing it to nourish our soul. In fact, as Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2, in the first three verses, he said, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be that ye have tasted the Lord is gracious." If we've put our faith in Christ, we need to drink the word of God in. Like a newborn babe desires milk, we need to desire the word of God. And we'll grow through that. And that leads us over to Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, for it says, where he says here, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teacheth you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And you start with the milk of the word, and eventually you can move on to the strong meat, and you'll be able to understand why those so-and-so begat so-and-sos are there, why the it seems like the innumerable repetitions of minute portions of the law are there. You're not going to digest that right away, just like a newborn babe isn't going to handle strong meat. It takes time, but it starts with filling yourself with the milk of the word and then growing and maturing and increasing in your knowledge and understanding so that you can handle the meat of the word. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We have Jeremiah calling in here, our first caller in the new year. Welcome, Jeremiah.
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Speaking of milk, I have to go to the grocery store and buy some milk.
Yeah.
So, actually, I do have to go to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said, you know, the word milk.
Right.
Actually, the word milk is actually in the Bible.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. You said actually in the Bible or not in the Bible?
The word milk is actually in the Bible.
Yes, it is. It actually appears in a couple forms, M-I-L-K and also M-I-L-C-H, which looks like milch. It's an older spelling of milk in the Old Testament. You'll read about milch kine, which is, I looked it up actually, and I didn't even need a fancy Bible dictionary to look it up in. I looked it up in my dictionary that I used it in college, in secular college, Third World Webster's, Third World, what was it? Not Third World, Third Edition of the New World Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, and M-I-L-C-H, milch means milk, and kine is cattle. So that basically, milch kine in the Old Testament is milk cows. Also talks about milch camels, or milk camels, camels that have young, and they're giving milk. So
they actually do have cows back then, huh?
You sure do. Cattle in the Bible would refer to any type of livestock, but oxen would be the cattle, and they had milk cows, and in fact, you remember when the Philistines took the ark, and they brought it home with them. And God struck them with boils and different things, and they determined to get rid of the ark, and they got two milk cows. That's where it says milch kine, or milch cows, I think it was. But at any rate, they put the ark in a cart. They penned up the calves for those cows in pens, and they said, if God sent these plagues, then the cattle will go and ignore the calves. In the pens, and they'll go straight into the land of Israel. But if it's just chance and happenstance, then the cows will do what they normally do, go back to their calves. And so they loaded up the ark in the cart, hooked up the cows, And they went on lowing, the Bible says, just softly sort of mooing, and they went straight into Israel and ignored the calves that were bleeding in the pens, wanting the mothers to come and feed them.
So, would they actually make hamburgers back then?
Well, as any good person of Northeast Ohio knows, a hamburger was invented by the Milch or the Mensch's brothers. I get milk on my mind, so that didn't come until later. But at any rate,
I know they probably slaughtered cows.
Yeah, they did eat them, and cattle was a clean food back in the Old Testament, along with sheep and cows, along with sheep and goats. So,
I don't think I have the stomach to do that.
Well, you know, I remember reading something where somebody said, "Oh, we shouldn't hunters shouldn't kill animals. They should instead go to the grocery store and buy their meat where no animals were harmed."
There are vegetarians out there.
Yeah. So, but anyway, do you have a question for us today, Jeremiah?
Yeah. My New Year's resolution is to read the Bible more, to read the Word more. And mm-hmm. like I mentioned before, I read 10 books, 10 chapters of Psalms, then I read 5 chapters of each. I'm on Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Book of Isaiah, chapter 19, and I've been reading 5 chapters for that, and then I read Acts. I'm on Acts now, Book of Acts and Book of Isaiah.
Yeah, and that's a great plan if you think about it, because that's what I was trying to mention too in this this article that I wrote, my Bible reading plan that I have linked at our website livewithpastoral.com. You know, if you just read, for instance, let's see if I can find it here. I've got a chapter a day. It takes a little over 3 years to get through the Bible. If you increase that to 2 chapters a day, you can do it in about a year and a half or so. You cut that down. But if you read 5 chapters a day, just 5 chapters a day, and nothing else. And 5 chapters isn't that much, as you know from your reading, and it's easy to keep track of 5 chapters. You can get through the Bible in less than a year. You can get through the Bible in probably about a little over 8 months or so, I think it works out to, if you read 5 chapters a day. What I like to do is I actually started this some time ago, where I started with the book of Genesis, and at the rate of 5 chapters a day, I went through the book of Genesis. Then I followed it with the book of Matthew. Then I went back to the Old Testament book of Exodus, then to Mark. And by doing that, over the years, I've read every Old Testament book in conjunction with every New Testament book more than once now. And it's been a great way of switching through things and getting back and forth between the Old and the New Testaments, and it really helps you see what's revealed in the Old Testament or given in the Old Testament, revealed in the New Testament by constantly going back and forth. If you read Genesis through Revelation, and I think that's a good way to read the Bible too, I think everybody should do that at least once, but by the time you read Genesis and then by the time you get to Matthew, you've forgotten a lot of what's in Genesis, but with going back and forth, it really makes it helpful. But thank you for the call there. And got a couple more callers calling in. And I believe that we have, I think John is our next caller, been waiting the longest. So, John, welcome to Live with Pastor Al today.
Oh, yes. Hello, Pastor Al.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, I hope you have a very blessed New Year. And the Lord keep you in the year. Hopefully, Lord willing, we'll live. If he wills.
Yeah, well, hopefully this will be the year the Lord comes back for us.
So. Since you mentioned that, but I mean, this wasn't what I was on, but, you know, we heard some preaching last night where Pastor, you know, really said a lot that a lot of us have kind of agreed with. Now, some people were raised in godly homes, and they were saved at a young age, and mm-hmm. their families are all saved, and, you know, they're looking forward to that family reunion. But a lot of us still, we're maybe the only person in our whole family that's saved. We have big extended families and even children and brothers and sisters and, you know, their children. And, you know, they're not saved. And we know we're supposed to pray, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, and be looking, you know, for the heavenly home and not mm-hmm. things here, but, you know, some of us even want to pray that the Lord would tarry so that they might still get saved, you know, because
yeah.
there's still so many people, like in, even our own immediate family.
Yeah. Well, and I think in addition to committing to more Bible prayer in the coming year, we should commit to trying to be a better witness and to reach family members. Notice I got about 5 minutes, and so we probably better get to your question because we've got another caller who wants to get in here real quick too, so we better jump to that real quick. I think we lost John. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We lost John there, but I hope John will call back next week. And we've got Nancy waiting. So, Nancy, welcome to the program. Happy New Year.
Oh, hi, Pastor Al.
All right. We lost John there, but we'll get you on.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Pastor Al, for taking my call. And I just wanted to wish you a blessed New Year. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're talking a little kind of almost like you're in a tunnel. Are you on speakerphone?
Oh, okay. No, I'm not on speakerphone. I probably wasn't speaking very loud. I just wanted to wish you a blessed Happy New Year. And we had such a blessed New Year's Eve watch night service last night at Bible Baptist Temple with Brother Jeff Podolsky preaching from Plymouth Baptist. And if you know Pastor Andy, then you know Brother Jeff Podolsky because he preaches just like him. He was just wonderful. He stresses repentance and the lordship of Christ and sanctification. And then Pastor Andy has been teaching and preaching on time in just in the last week. And he mentioned that eternity has no time. And that's
right.
My question. And if you could explain that to me, it just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
The concept of eternity having no time.
Thank right. You. Let me touch on that real quick because we're actually running out of time. we're bound by time. But think about it this way. You know, here's a good way to imagine eternity in a sense. Think about the biggest number that you can imagine. And if you take that number and you multiply it by two, all of a sudden, the biggest number you can imagine just doubled in size, didn't it? How about if you take the biggest number you can imagine and multiply it by itself? You know, and if you just keep on doing that for all infinity, you see, it can never, you're never going to run out of numbers. And in relation to that, any individual moment is really nothing compared to the vastness of eternity. But it's even beyond that because God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis chapter 1. And it says, in the beginning, God created. And the beginning is more than just the physical universe. It's also time. Time began with the creation of the universe. I mean, we see the three dimensions, you know, up and or length and width and depth. But there's actually a fourth dimension that we perceive in a different way, and that's time. And let me give you a quick example of that. The chair that I'm sitting in right now is located in a specific three-dimensional point in space. I mean, that's obvious. It's located within the studio here, and it's located a certain height above the ground. And all the, you know, there's you can find its exact physical location in the universe through the length and the width, you know, the three dimensions. But more than one person occupies this exact same space. And the way that's possible is because of the time dimension. And so I'm here today, and Pastor Lutz could be here a half hour ago, and different people at different days, Brother Bruce Musselman would be here on a different day in the exact same space. But because of time, we can, you know, occupy the same space. So we're limited in time and all that. And it's kind of been described as like if you see a pegboard in a garage where people hang tools on it, you know, the pegboard gives the place for the tools to be located. Time gives a place for us to be located. So time's a function of God's universe. God, as an eternal being, exists outside of time. And he's a timeless being in that sense. So that's why past, present, and future is all the same to God. Eternity past, the present, and eternity future, he sees it all the time. What happened 1,000 years ago God knows and is intimately aware of at this moment, just like we're aware of this moment. And so when this, when we leave this world and we go to be with Him, we're outside of time. And unfortunately, we're out of time right now, too. Maybe we'll explore this some more in the future. But I want to thank you for listening. God bless and Happy New Year to all of our listeners.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.